Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Maybe not such a great day for the former president of the United States, who wants to be the future president of the United States. That would be Donald John Trump. He has just been hit by an adverse verdict in the second E. Jean Carroll case. And again, part of what is so nightmarish about this, at least from a Trumpian point of view, is that this is really only the beginning, because there are so many cases against him that are either going to result in tens of millions of dollars. This is $83.3 million. It's $65 million in punitive damages alone, and then $18 million for compensatory damages. This is a very serious and substantial verdict. Donald Trump just posted on Truth Social. And again, it's insane. It is self-destructive that he can't shut up about this. I mean, I guess if you're ordered to pay $83.3 million, there's sort of an emotional investment. He posted on Truth Social calling the verdict absolutely ridiculous. He said he plans to appeal, and again accused Carroll's suit of being a Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. He adds, they have not taken away all my First Amendment rights. This is not America, and that's in capital letters. Maggie Haberman is reporting from the courtroom, it's unclear when Trump will speak or where, but the jury's verdict is almost certain to be confounding to him in terms of his desired response, which is to attack. E. Jean Carroll and her legal team posed for pictures before stepping toward an SUV arm in arm. No one responded to comments as reporters screened out questions. I would imagine that E. Jean Carroll can go out to dinner on Friday night with her legal team and go to their favorite restaurant without having to worry too much about what that does to your budget. If you just have found yourself... I mean, what's so insane about this, of course, is any normal lawyer would have told President Trump so much earlier in this process, watch out. You keep defying courts. You keep defaming this woman. She has pretty good legal representation. I mean, really, what is going on here? And by the way, one of the things that's important to say is no one is taking away President Trump's freedom of speech rights. If somebody makes an allegation about you or about President Trump or anyone that isn't true, you're allowed to say that isn't true, that didn't happen. I am not guilty. You're allowed to protest your own innocence. But what you're not allowed to do is say she only did this because she was trying to rescue a failing career. She only did this to get money. That she is a liar. In other words, the idea of having to, now he says, it's a Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Now, saying it's focused on me and the Republican Party is a prelude to the fundraising letters you're going to get. they should be online right now, coming into your email accounts. Because the idea being, would you like to help President Trump pay this $83.3 million? Because, again, contributions will come in. They are legal, I believe. The entire situation here, given the fact that there are much more serious allegations that are coming up, and some of those allegations and felony charges having to do with January 6th, having to do with the documents, in some of those federal trial proceedings, there is going to be a requirement for him to be in court every day. What does that mean to you? Let's say you're a partisan Republican, as I have been for, it's over 40 years now. And I want to see Republicans do well, generally. Really, given the fact that Donald Trump is just facing the first of a series of what are going to be at least 8 to 10 legal challenges to him, here is the Truth Social response from President Trump. He says, and I want to give him full credit here, he says, absolutely ridiculous, exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America. David Frum posted a comment. He said, Your Honor, we have a question from the jury. It pertains to damages. Read it aloud. It asks, Your Honor, how high up do the numbers go? Okay, it's a little attempt at humor. Really, there's another post by Erica Orden, who was one of the reporters, I believe, for ABC, who is covering the trial. And she quotes Alina Haba, the president's lead attorney, saying, Ladies and gentlemen, speaking to the jury, imagine you're living your life. You have a beautiful family, a wife, kids, and you have a very serious job to do. You work long days and long nights, and all of a sudden you were hit with an allegation. There are no facts. And at that point, E. Jean Carroll's lawyer stood up and said, Objection! And Judge Kaplan said, Sustained, move along. The oration that she was trying to use seemed not to fit the parameters in the courtroom. Now, some of this comes out in the midst of what could end up being a very serious battle between Bird Brain, as President Trump likes to refer to Nikki Haley, and the former president. And that battle is taking on a different dimension with this case, which again is just the beginning of more. If you take a look at President Trump's legal calendar, it's a full dance card, and it's tough to look heroic in these regards. By the way, if anybody out there has already got your checkbook out and you're prepared to write a contribution to President Trump to help him pay for these penalties that have been assessed against him, $12 million to help repair her reputation, at least another $12 million for emotional distress, plus unusually high punitive damages intended to stop Trump's ongoing derogatory comments about Carol. Can it be stopped? More coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Alina Haba, the chief attorney to President Trump in the E. G. Carroll trial, which has just finished. It's been resolved. The jury, by the way, it's a 9-member jury, and they began deliberating in U.S. District Court in Manhattan following the closing arguments in the trial. they deliberated less than 3 hours, which is, even for a reduced jury, for a 9-member jury, that's an unusually quick verdict, especially considering the $83.3 million that President Trump is going to be, at some point or another, forced to provide. Alina Habba stood up the microphone. She said, "I am so proud to stand with President Trump, but I am not proud to stand up with whatever happened in that courtroom." Okay, it didn't just happen. Part of the reason it happened is because President Trump chose someone who he thought, and I think rightly so, could make a strong impression on the media, a very glamorous presence that Alina Habba has. But what was very obvious is if you talk to anybody who actually practices law, and I did. I ended up, well, speaking of our son-in-law, who is a wonderful and gifted attorney, who was just astonished. This is not a political thing. Was just astonished at the lack of basic knowledge of courtroom procedures, because Alina Habba is not a big-time trial lawyer. Now, I'm not sure that even the most gifted attorneys in the United States could have helped Trump. Jeremy just put something on the screen, and it's a picture of a smiling, happily smiling E. Jean Carroll, and she's standing in front of the building where it says Trump Tower. And it now says E. Jean Carroll Tower, which is a little bit of visual humor. But all of this comes down to part of what is going on. But when President Trump threatened people that he would go after them and they would never be allowed to be welcomed in the MAGA world, that was part of his reaction to having won the New Hampshire primaries, because obviously he was discomfited by the fact that Nikki Haley did very well. She got 43%. Previous candidates, as we have observed, who got 43% of the New Hampshire primaries, specifically running against incumbents like George Herbert Walker Bush, or Lyndon Johnson, or for that matter, Harry Truman, people who got even losing margins basically ended up advancing their campaign. So President Trump had said that anyone who gives any further donations to Nikki Haley is simply not going to be welcomed in Trump world. Well, it turns out that she's raised more than $1 million in donation since that warning was issued, saying that people would, and this is his language, not mine, permanently barred from the MAGA camp. Okay, what sense does it make to bar people from, I'm not going to let you support my campaign? Really? Is that a good strategy? This is a contributor Mark Thiessen, who's a former speechwriter to President Bush and a fine and thoughtful conservative commentator, he had this to say on Fox News. This is clip 8.
I'm not surprised that he's raising money. What I'm worried about is his ability to win over Haley voters once this thing is over. You know, when he says anyone who makes a contribution to Bird Brain will be permanently banned from MAGA, you know, does that apply to Haley voters too? You know, it shows that he hasn't learned any lessons from why he lost in 2020. He lost in 2020 because he lost 43,000 swing voters in 3 states. And about 43,000 swing voters will decide this election next November. He's got to win them over. They're not MAGA. They are either Democrats or center-right Republicans who are not big fans of his. He's got to win them over and expand his base, not shrink his base. You don't ban people from MAGA if you want to become president of the United States again.
And it seems a reasonable point, and one that can be only ignored at the risk of President Trump. Nikki Haley posted a video to Twitter today highlighting this idea of Trump's unelectability. It flashes back to when Jared Polis, the Democratic governor of Colorado, was on Fox News and said this about the Republican field coming forward. Listen, clip five.
We have to beat Donald Trump if he's a Republican nominee in an election, and I think absolutely Joe Biden will. I'm more worried about Nikki Haley or other candidates that might be potentially not have the same negatives. But at least in Colorado, the Donald Trump brand is toxic. Joe Biden is, you know, a dozen plus points ahead in what's traditionally been a swing state, and I'm confident that if Donald Trump's on the ballot, Joe Biden will carry Colorado and become the next president of the United States.
And this is Jared Polis that on part of a video compilation that was put together by the Nikki Haley campaign about why the best argument for them is actually the fact that they do better in polling against President Trump and without some of these weaknesses. By the way, President Trump has hinted that there is, quote, dirt on Nikki Haley, which I'm sure will be forthcoming. Is the worse things get for President Trump, the more likely he is to try to smear his opponent. The idea of dirt from 10 years ago that did not stick to Nikki Haley at all, I think is very different from the unfolding legal problems that President Trump is facing. Now, of course, you can say that, well, this is all just a smear. It's a Democratic conspiracy against the President of the United States. But he's still entangled in it. Speaking of entanglement, we'll be talking about an interchange that never happened, but it should have. The last conversation between Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis. There's a movie about that with Anthony Hopkins. We'll be reviewing it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedVed member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Jury deliberations have started in the penalty phase of the civil defamation trial involving former President Trump. Trump briefly left the courtroom when E. Jean Carroll's lawyer began speaking, but returned for his lawyer's closing arguments. The jury now considering potential damages after finding Trump liable for both sexual abuse and defamation against Carroll. South Carolina primaries next month, and 2024 GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has her sights set on making it past that state. She spoke about her campaign's future on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
Haley says she's looking forward to the voting in South Carolina, a state where she served as governor for two terms. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, Alina Haba, who just had a very bad day in court today, when your client has lost 83.3 million dollars. Even at 0.3 that's 300,000 grand that they're talking about. And plus the 83 million. These are unimaginable sums of money to most people. And with all of that going on, she was speaking to the press, and she's obviously very angry. I'm sure it's nothing compared to the way her client feels right now. But she was speaking to the press, and I think it's interesting the way that she was cut off eventually by CNN. Listen.
To run to the ballot box, but don't get it twisted. We are seeing a violation of our justice system. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not allowed to be stripped of every defense that you have. You are not allowed
all right,
to be
so you're getting an idea now about why Donald Trump's attorney is perceived as effective as she is, which is not particularly effective.
This will be the Elena Haba will be an answer to a Trivial Pursuit question in the future. There was also a previous reaction. That was Jake Tapper on CNN. He reacted to yesterday's threat to Nikki Haley donors from President Trump himself, where he said that basically you wouldn't be welcome. He wouldn't allow people, even if he wins, whether he wins or doesn't win, wouldn't allow people to come close to MAGA World if they had a record of having donated to his opponent, Nikki Haley. Here is Jake Tapper's response on clip one.
There, in keeping with this theme, Donald Trump on his social media site, Truth Social, wrote, quote, Nikki Birdbrain Haley, that's his clever nickname for her, is very bad for the Republican Party and indeed our country. Anybody that makes a contribution to Birdbrain from this moment forth will be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. Haley retweeted that and said, well, in that case, donate here with a link. Let's go. But again, it's been two contests.
Well, and for Trump and his cronies to come in and say, just declare me the winner, it's more along the lines of the authoritarian mindset. And he takes what she says personally. She worked for him.
Yeah, it's a little mobby.
Okay, what they're speaking about is the RNC, which had promised to stay neutral in the GOP presidential nomination race, was set to vote on a draft resolution that, if approved, would declare former President Trump the party's presumptive 2024 presidential nominee, even as former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley continues to campaign. Former Trump campaign advisor David Bossie proposed the resolution immediately after the New Hampshire primary. RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called on Republicans to unite around Trump, adding that she didn't see the path forward for Haley. The resolution functioned as another sign that the GOP establishment is anxious to coalesce behind Trump. The former president had skipped all four of the RNC-sponsored televised debates. Trump himself denounced the idea on his social platform, saying that he and Haley should complete the primary race the old-fashioned way. The RNC has since withdrawn the resolution amid the backlash. Meanwhile, Haley's campaign, which immediately used the report of the RNC resolution in its fundraising pitch, said it has raised $2.6 million in the 48 hours since the end of the New Hampshire primary. SFA Fund Incorporated, the super PAC backing Haley, said it had raised $50.1 million in the second half of 2023, eclipsing the total of MAGA Inc., the pro-Trump super PAC, which reportedly raised $46 million in that time. It is not clear how much the group has on hand, but records show the group has spent heavily, $61.7 million, on independent expenditures, primarily advertising costs, in the second half of the year. SFA Fund Incorporated said Wednesday was their single biggest fundraising day. The group also launched a $1 million ad buy in South Carolina. That's the group behind Nikki Haley. Their single biggest fundraising day. Does that mean that they're going to win? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But there has been a different reaction to what I think a lot of people in media expected. People in media expected there would be pressure on Nikki Haley, drop out, come behind President Trump and endorse him. By the way, I find it hard to imagine, and it's why I find it very hard to imagine that she would even accept a vice presidential nomination if it were offered. She has said she doesn't want it. But what she should do is basically say, no, that is not something that I would accept. And given the idea that she would come along like Tim Scott did, like Vivek Ramaswamy did, like Ron DeSantis did, but Ron DeSantis not so much, because he's been issuing statements recently that are very critical of President Trump. I think what you're seeing is an overwhelming majority of Republicans, and yes, including this Republican, who think that there has to be, for the health of the party, to avoid losing that big chunk of the party, 35% of the people who voted in the Republican primary in New Hampshire, 35% said that if Trump wins the nomination, they won't vote for him. The idea right now And this is even more urgent than responding in the court of public opinion to the E. Jean Carroll case. The important thing here is to make sure that people right now, this minute, who are extremely reluctant and determined not to vote for Trump, to bring them around and to bring them into what President Reagan used to call the big tent. Because you build up political parties not by subtraction, by keeping people out, but by addition. Not by division, dividing people between us and them, and wanting only us inside your coalition. Not dividing people, multiplying people. In other words, multiplication, not division, addition, not subtraction. These are basic principles that if Trump is going to have any success at all longer term in this race, he should endorse. Meanwhile, in the New York special election in District 3, former Representative Tom Suozzi, the Democrat, and the Nassau County legislator, Mazie Pilip, held dueling press conferences in the same location to discuss immigration. Pilip held a presser outside the Creedmoor Psychiatric Center migrant shelter, only for Suozzi to set up shop following Pilip's departure. Pilip will focus on blaming Democrats for the surge of migrants in New York City. Well, Democrats control everything in New York City. And links Suozzi to Biden on border security and play up how newcomers from the southern border impact and even endanger long-term residents. Suozzi's immigration playbook will also cite immigration as a priority and blame Democrats, though specifically those who won't compromise with Republicans. Well, that's interesting. Compromising on an immigration deal, which also includes funding for youth Ukraine, a big priority. Big priority here is reviewing a new film with Anthony Hopkins about C.S. Lewis and Sigmund Freud. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing you a weekend of peace and joy and maybe new hope and reconciliation and everything positive. And obviously there's some positive things in terms of the weather, the fact that Washington, D.C. set an all-time record for this time of year of an 80-degree day. May you have warmth, and warmth of the physical kind and emotional kind as well. Is there some emotional warmth in the new film, Freud's Last Session? That's the question from Hollywood. Okay, this stars Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins in a very different role from Hannibal Lecter. He is actually playing Sigmund Freud, and playing Sigmund Freud, the great founder of psychoanalysis and pioneering psychiatric and psychological researcher and theorist. In any event, Sigmund Freud, at the very end of his life in 1938, after the Anschluss, after Hitler took over the nation of Austria, Freud, being Jewish, escaped from Vienna, where he had been living, and moved to London. And there has been a very successful stage play. It was actually based on a book originally about Freud in the last days of his life meeting C.S. Lewis, who was an Oxford professor at that time. And there was actually material in Freud's records that he was meeting regularly with a young Oxford professor that never identified it being C.S. Lewis, but the play and then this movie, which is called Freud's Last Session, says, well, what if these two had met? Maybe one of the biggest, most passionate skeptics about religion. And, of course, C.S. Lewis, the leading Christian apologist of our time, somebody who was a great defender and advocate for religious belief. In Freud's Last Session,
The movie begins right after the outbreak of war in World War II, so that is the backdrop for what is going on September 1st, 1939. And, yes, Freud meets with, played by Anthony Hopkins, meets with this young Oxford Don, C.S. Lewis, Clyde Staples Lewis, played by Matthew Good in Freud's last session. Listen.
Dr. Freud.
Why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
You've insisted all your lives that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Yes.
Clash between God and Satan.
Ah, but I did not say whose side I was on. I consider what people tell me far less interesting than what they choose not to tell me.
Have you frightened off your professor yet?
Not yet. Soon, perhaps. You challenge my disbelief, is that right?
I do.
Well, now, good. Too late to turn back now.
Again, the conversation between the two of them is interesting. They're both outstanding actors. Another great performance for Anthony Hopkins, though it's a little bit unclear whether his Freud speaks with a bit of a German accent or not. The real Freud had a thick German accent. The film is beautifully mounted, and the recreation of Freud's study with some of the actual little sculptures that he favored in his study is brilliantly recreated. The difficulty becomes that just like any conversation about the existence of God, there's no definitive winner to this debate, though given the fact that Freud is at the end of his life and he's suffering from throat cancer and has terrible agony involving his mouth, he's not quite up to the eloquence and the dignity that Matthew Good brings to the role of C.S. Lewis. If this sounds intriguing to you at all, you should see the film, because it's well done. It also has all kinds of material that is historically based about Freud's intense relationship with his daughter, Anna, played here brilliantly by Liv Lisa Fries. The movie is rated PG-13, in part because it has some chilling flashback sequences of C.S. Lewis's experiences in World War I. They're battlefield scenes that are extremely intense, and then it's Dr. Freud, so there's some intense discussion of sexuality. It's not a film that children are going to enjoy. But for others, it's rated PG-13, 3 stars for Freud's Last Session. Another film that is opening with a great deal of fanfare because it features Jenna Ortega, who very much is a rising young star known for her work in Disney films. It also features Martin Freeman, who was in The Hobbit, and here is playing a teacher who has come to a new school in Tennessee, where he is struck by a student who is an aspiring writer, lives with a very wealthy parents who basically ignore her. That student is played by Jenna Ortega. And there are sparks of a dangerous kind between the teenage girl and the early middle-aged teacher, who himself is a failed writer, somebody who had one book that no one paid any attention to and can't get any work done on his second book. But will his fascination with the beguiling 17-year-old, will that change his ability to write? That's the basic question in Miller's Girl, which is just now opening up across the country. Listen.
What is an adult? I'm 18, languishing in the wilds of nowhere, Tennessee.
Don't you get scared walking through those woods?
I'm the scariest thing in there.
I want you to write a short story in the style of your favorite author.
Are you offering me a special drink, Mr. Miller?
John here is prepping her to be his transcendent.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's talented.
Damn, even worse.
What are you bragging about? I'm uninspired.
If I thought she meant, make him love you.
Why did you write this? This is inappropriate.
Write what you know is what you say.
If you don't rewrite this, I'll have to fail you.
I dare you.
In your own words, how did it start?
Okay, that's Dagmara Domencic, who plays his wife. And again, this is one of the big weaknesses in the movie, is there are no other characters who are coherent at all. You don't really know much about his relationship with his wife. Dagmara Domencic is known to many people from Succession. But the film is called Miller's Girl, not only because the teacher's name is Mr. Miller, Jonathan Miller is the name of the fictional character, but because her favorite writer is Henry Miller. And she gets the teacher potentially in a great deal of trouble by writing that short story that he wanted her to write in the style of Henry Miller, because a lot of that Henry Miller stuff is extremely sexual and raises suspicions because of the relationship between teacher and student. The film has some haunting moments, but the rest of it is frustrating and disappointing, frankly. Look, Jenna Ortega is emerging as a major actress, and there are some elements in her performance here that are deeply compelling. The film is undermined by its effort to be highly literary and to have people coming up with various quotes at various times, and to show some of the fascinations that an aspiring writer might share with a failing writer who is her mentor. It's rated very hard R because there are some graphic scenes and references, and 2.5 stars for Miller's Girl. Coming up next week, we'll be talking to John Yoo, a law professor at Cal Berkeley, about the legal entanglements and how they will be resolved on the part of President Trump. We'll also be talking about Biden's third-year job approval rating is the second worst ever. The second to whom? We'll get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.